when we start to think about what are we going to have as far as a musical summer, what's going to be happening in the Lyft, who is going to show up and surprise us with their talents, and as usually is the case, the people sort of determine what happens musically. So we get somebody shows up who just plays a killer blues bass, then we turn into a blues band, and then someone shows up with an accordion, and then we turn into a polka band, and that's sort of how music at Holden works. It's one of the reasons that I've enjoyed my time here so much was the opportunity to play music and to meet so many musicians and try new things. And tonight there's going to be a whole variety of music that'll kind of reflect the, in a way, Holden's musical scene in a way. And so I'll begin with something that I've been working on for about 3 years, and I've never had the guts to try and play it in front of public, so I'm playing it at the beginning, and then you'll forget about it at the end. But it's actually one of my favorite songs. It's Bruce Coburn, who's a Canadian musician, has been one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and he's a Christian, and his music reflects a lot of his faith and his spiritual life. This song, actually, he wrote just about the time he, as he says in his book here, about the time he turned his life over to Christ, and it's like a hymn, and it's the setting of it intrigues me because it's one of my favorite places to be is near the ocean, near a large body of water. That's one of the few things I've missed being here at Holden was not being near some large body of water, but he talks about the diamonds. All the Diamonds is the name of the song, and it talks about the beauty of the sea, and then it makes this marvelous transformation into the awe and wonder at God's creation as well. So I'll do my best here, and then we'll get on to the jazz and stuff that I'm more comfortable with.
Shining.
This is by Claude Bolling, and it's a movement from his suite for flute and jazz piano called Ireland Days. Thanks. I'd like to call Gary and Charlie up. We're going to play Crystal Silence now. And part of this for Amy and I is a chance to kind of also say farewell to Holden. We're coming to the end of a 2.5 year stay here, and we'll be leaving on Thursday, and so I'm. Amy and I have played a lot of music together, not always in front of audiences. We kind of enjoy working on like these suite for flute and jazz piano and some of the classical stuff. And so Amy's going to play flute on a Chick Corea piece called Crystal Silence.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. I'd like to call one relationship that has been a really neat one to cultivate this past year has been with one of the high school students, Jordan Horner. Jordan and I have began last fall taking jazz lessons from each other. And I say that because whenever you teach, as you know, you learn just as much and you gain just as much and you grow. And so we would work together once a week on jazz. He plays a multitude of instruments, but we mostly worked on the saxophone, and we're going to play for you two pieces that and that we've worked on recently. One's called Autumn Leaves, and as I took a walk this afternoon up towards the trail junction, I think all of us sense that time of year is just around the corner. And then we'll play a kind of an upbeat tune called Four. And again, thanks to Gary and Charlie for sitting in and filling in as our rhythm section. Yeah, let's tune up.
Thank you.
I was asking for more bass, not the audiovisual show. We gave it a little bit of a way there, but maybe that'll just kind of keep you staying until you get to see it. Okay, actually, I see we adjust that here. The multimedia extravaganza, I think we look. Okay. All right, the next one's called Four, and it's by Miles Davis. And our conga player is, so you want to come up and join us on this, Marvin? You're here? Two, one, two, three. Thank you, Jordan. Okay, we're going to ask our bed and breakfast folks who have come all the way up lake to join us tonight. And they're going to show us some of their other talents besides making French toast. Do you have a live show every night at the Bed and Breakfast? Well, I've heard when the Emerson Street Cafe is having their open mic nights in Chelan, it's a good place to be, and you may catch them there. What do we need? Okay, pull out my jokes here. I got my little list of Holden memories here that I was going to share in these awkward moments as we're moving microphones around. Such as the time, I remembered earlier tonight, the time there was a gospel choir here last summer. And they got swaying so much that the entire stage was moving about 5 feet either side to the right and left. And I suddenly remembered my job description, that safety was the number one thing in my job description. So I'm running over the shop, I'm running pieces of wood through the table saw, trying to get just the right pieces of wood to block underneath the wheels. And I'd run over here and I'd put them under the wheels, and it would hold it for about a minute or so, and then the thing would start going back and forth and back. So I'd run over and try and find some scrap metal and bring it over, and people were just wondering what's going on because they see me running in and out of the door and everything. And I just finally gave up, and I thought, you know, what difference does it make? I mean, they're having a good time. They don't notice the whole floor moving, and I might as well relax and just enjoy the music. So that's what I did. You want to introduce your
sir?
Music?
This is let's start with a song called Eat at Joe's, and it goes out to those career waitresses. And having been a waitress for just a summer, I have a great deal of respect for them, especially those that work in those 24-hour truck stops that my father used to always stop at if they had the correct number of semis present. He always said, the ones with the most semis have the best food. And so this goes out to those great women of the night.
Is that about right? Two, one, two, three.
I go to work from 10:30 until 6 a.m. Raking up those dimes and quarters, slinging eggs and ham, scrambled, poached, or over easy, coffee black and strong, jukebox of scratchy records, play 'em all night long, eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Here comes old Frank Taylor, smelling like old gin. Guess his wife couldn't get him sober. It's up to me again. Here's a hot pot on your coffee. Honey, you're a mess. I ain't your wife, I ain't your mama, but I'll do, I guess. Eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Mr. Tug. Biscuits here. truck drivers, musicians with no place to go. I could be your domestic goddess for an hour or so. Eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Go to work at 10:30. Thank you. Now for something completely different. We thought we'd tie in the summer theme with a song called Golden Thread. Every event at Holden has to tie in the summer theme. It's sort of a requirement.
Especially the summer theme band needs to make sure we're tied
in. That's right. The summer theme band, absolutely.
And we've been working on this all summer, and we finally tied it in. So tonight.
This is a recorded by an Irish artist named Mary Black, and it's a song by Tom Moore called Golden Thread.
Verlaine had the same question about a month ago.
What's that?
Verlaine couldn't remember
out
when.
Verlaine couldn't remember. I don't feel so bad now. I can't remember. Can we just do a little bit of the chorus? Okay, I just remembered.
I looked into a mirror made of lines, with tiny symbols here and there to make the image mine. A woman stood and painted and showed me what to find. The different parts that fire the air and where my life would climb. Where it joins another, and what will always bind. It's a golden thread to hold you all of my days. Hold my head against you now and for always. Sew me up, shown as a long, long time. Makes you my life. Makes you my life. The moving finger writes and goes away. I'm weighed upon a balance here, and I'm told that I can stay. The kettle heats, the water speaks up, says I'm not alone. My whole life is a tapestry and hanging in my home. And here it joins another by what will always bind. It's a golden thread to hold you all of my days. Hold my head against you now and for always. Sewn me up, shown us a long, long time. Makes you my life. Makes you my life. Mr. Tung. And when you looked, your angel flew away. And what it meant was your protection's gone another day. And what has come to change you, and have you come what may, is fashioned by an old triangle, green as April hay.
is just a color, but blue is here to stay. It's a golden thread to hold you all of my days. Hold my head against you now and for always. Sewn me up, shown us a long, long time. Makes you my life. It's a golden thread to hold you all of my days. Hold my head against you now and for always. Sewn me up, shown us a long, long time. Makes you my life. Makes you my life. Makes you my life.
Thank you.
Well, they call him the boss here, Steve Tung, the big cheese. No.
No, they don't.
Now I can't say, just ask Steve Tung when anybody asks me a question. I'd always refer him to Steve Tung or ask the operations manager. Was my. This is called No Woman, No Cry. Women used to sit down in a government yard called Trench Town. Good friends we have met, good friends we have lost along the way, yeah. In your great future, don't forget your past now. Dry your tears, I see, yeah. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. I remember when we used to sit now in a government yard called Trench Town. And you know he would light the fire bright, Iggy log burning in the night. And I would cook this cornmeal porridge, of which I'll share with you, yeah. You know my faith, well, it's my only carriage, so I'm gonna keep on pushing through. You know, when I'm gone, when I'm gone, I tell you, everything's gonna be alright now. 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 No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. I say, no woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry.
Thank you. I'm just going to change guitars there and all. That was a trick ending that we had never practiced before.
Gary was the one who introduced me to the Holden music scene. I was a lowly three-weeker in the summer of 86. And he kind of let... Gary's got a song about three-weekers. And he kind of got me involved down the lift, and I think that saved my life, if not at least my sanity, those few weeks. Kind of a crazy summer, and I won't go into the details, but the music was definitely what was happening. And Nancy Rurucka Borges, many of you know, and Chris Borges, and there's a bunch of us who were playing a lot of these songs, and this was one of our favorites, was No Woman, No Cry. And here's another one of our favorites, and this one's called
Sitting in the Cascades.
The multimedia extravaganza may begin. Let me just give a little thing about the multimedia part. The slides you'll see, Amy and I were hiking back from Image Lake about a week or 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago now, I guess. And we were trying to figure out, we counted up all the hikes we had done, and it added up to 750 miles. And that was all on three maps that you can buy at the bookstore. So it just shows you, and there's a lake that's like actually closer than Holden Lake as the crow flies from here that I haven't even seen. And I mean, so it just shows you what all is, what a privilege and a blessing it has been to be here in the Cascades. And so we put together some of our slides from some of our hikes that we've done together, and we just thought it would go well with Gary's music, and so we hope you enjoy it. We hope it's in focus and all that kind of fun stuff. And there's the slide you've all been waiting for is the, as I mentioned, in the summer of 86, my only memory of that summer is I think the first slide there, the first or second. Okay, I'm sorry, Gary. Just don't know when to shut up, don't I?
Yeah. This was written, I was hiking...
Who's that guy? Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Alright.
Alright. Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Sitting in the Cascades, I'm feeling so fine. Just sitting in the sunshine, drinking Mother Nature's wine. There's a river that's flowing by, the clouds are dancing in the sky.
You want to start this one over again? Because we got the wrong tempo.
Okay, we got the wrong tempo. That happened to me before after I sang the Bob Marley song. I tried to...
Okay.
There we go.
All right, that's more like it.
Let me tell you another story about confronting some hostile Boy Scouts at...
Sitting in the casket, you know I'm feeling so fine.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Just sitting in the sunshine, drinking Mother Nature's wine. There's a river that's flowing by, the clouds are dancing in the sky. Something deep within me, you know, well, I can tell that you're here. And today, you are here. And tomorrow, well, you'll be there, and I can feel you. Oh, every man and every woman is a star. It's every number is infinite. You know there is no difference at all. As it was in the beginning, well, we'll be in the end. The power, it comes down, then it goes back again. And today, you are here. And tomorrow, well, you'll be there, and I can be you. Oh, everywhere. I'll be a man for you. Together we will see love's reflections in the pool. And when my heart is mourning for what I have lost, then my spirit will be rejoicing for what I have found. You know, today, well, you are here. And tomorrow, you'll be there, and I can feel you. Oh, everywhere. Everywhere.
Thanks, Kate. Maybe they had more respect for me if I wore a uniform. Thanks. Okay, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Finally, the Moondogs. We're all the opening acts for the Moondogs. And now the Moondogs are going to come in and howl for a while. I noticed that almost every time the Moondogs have played, it's been somewhat near a full moon, and so we've kind of kept that tradition going anyway. We're going to start with All Walks of Life for something different. We got three more songs left, so hang in there, folks. And this, and there's no law against dancing during these songs. Okay?
From people of all walks of life. Well, I learned my lesson from people of all walks of life. Well, you left me one time, you know you're gonna leave me twice. Andrew. You love me, baby, but I think it's hard for you to prove.
That's right.
Well, you say you love me, baby, but I think it's hard for you to approve. Well, if you leave me again, baby, when you learn the truth, Steve Connors. Thank you. when you left me, baby. I know the best friends must part. You didn't hurt me when you left me, baby. I know the best friends must part. When I lost my mom, I tell you, that one really broke my heart.
Gary.
When you left me, baby, I know the best friends must part. You didn't hurt me when you left me, baby, I know the best friends must part. When I lost my mom, I tell you, that one really broke my heart.
One, two.
What are we three. Doing now?
Hoochie Coochie. Two.
Which one?
Hoochie. Coochie. Man. We're not going to keep this one. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. Two, three.
Woman told my mama on the day I was born, you got a man child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make all those pretty women and scream and shout. World's gotta know what it's all about. I tell you, everyone, everybody knows I'm here. Well, I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Everybody knows I'm here. Steve Tongue.
Doesn't even wear dark sunglasses. Thank you.
Gypsy woman told my mama on the day I was born, you got a man child coming, it's gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make all those pretty women scream and shout. World's gotta know what it's all about. I tell you, everyone, everybody knows I'm here. Well, I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Everybody knows I'm here.
Right, we're closing with a tune called Worried About My Baby, and this has got a part for all of you to join in. It's not too hard to learn. Dane and Jeannie learned it in about 10 minutes this afternoon.
10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds. but you'll get the hang of it.
Come here, big guy.
One. Two, 1, 2, 3.
Look here, baby, what you trying to do? Trying to love me and another man too. I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby. And you better be worried about me.
We're gonna try this one again because we gotta start a lot faster. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we'll try again.
Are we
forgot
go with
the,
me or
the
you?
Standard beginning that I keep forgetting to do.
Yeah.
Oh. Get the start.
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Here, baby, what you trying to do? Trying to love me and another man too. I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby. And you better be worried about me.
Let's hear Andrew.
Gonna tell you this time, ain't gonna tell you no more. Next time I tell you, I'm gonna have to let you go. I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby.
Let's hear it.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby. And you better be worried about me.
Yeah, Gary. Gary, that's sweet.
Run here, baby, set on my knee. Got something to tell you that's been worrying me. I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby. And you better be worried about me. Got up this morning feeling bad. Nobody knows how much trouble I had. I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby. You better be worried about me.
Let's all do it together now.
you here, baby, so trying to love me and another man too. I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby.
Worried about you, baby.
I'm worried about you, baby. And you better be worried about me. Here we go. Thank you.
All right. All right. Good job, man.
This is not just a concert. It's goodbye time for all of us to say to Steve and Amy, especially. Holden is a place of change. And Steve and Amy have seen lots of changes in their 2.5 years here. As those of us who've been around this place know, change is always happening. And those of us who are here right now represent literally thousands of people whose lives have been touched by Steve and Amy. Especially Amy, she's been the registrar and she's touched everybody's name. But we have a lot of gratitude to give to these two people. And so after we get the lights turned up in a little bit, oops. I am a director. She speaks. There's our village hostess. Elizabeth has arranged a nice little reception here for the musicians tonight. And Andrew, give me that bag, this card here. We just, I want to just give a small gift to Steve and Amy as a thank you from all those thousands of people who've been touched by your lives. And I just want to say that I count it a deep privilege to have worked with both of you for the last 3.5 months. It made my start here very, very good. And I count you as close friends and good colleagues. And I appreciate your friendship and wish you well and give you the wishes, I'm sure, of all these people and all those we represent as you move on and start your family and start a new life in Wisconsin. All right, so thank you. And everybody is welcome here. Unless you want to say something, you don't want to say, you've said enough. So please, you've said enough. Is that what, did I see that? Oh, and I'm not worried about your baby. So please, everyone, enjoy the goodies and some chance to say thank you to these people and to all our musicians tonight. So thanks.